She wasn't wearing the traditional robe and posted a picture of herself. His brother is a human rights activist. He was peacefully protesting freedom of expression. All three have either been detained, tortured, or maimed. These are just a few of the cases that Amnesty Niagara, Group 137, are highlighting during this year's Right for Rights, a letter-writing campaign held on December 10th at the Niagara-on-the-Lake Community Center. Human Rights Day is observed by the international community every year on December 10th to commemorate the day. In 1948, the United Nations General Assembly adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Lydia Biro, environmental lead of the regional group, said that her chapter has identified 6 human rights cases they are supporting through letter writing. The first case is actually in Canada, said Biro. The Wet'suwet'en land defenders in British Columbia are opposing a gas pipeline that is going through their territory without their approval. 19 defenders are charged with criminal contempt for demonstrating peacefully. We're writing letters to say that those charges need to be dropped. In Argentina, during a protest against constitutional changes that restrict freedom of expression, endanger the environment, and put at risk indigenous people's land rights, Joel was blinded by a rubber bullet. We're writing to protest armed violent reaction to peaceful protest, explained Biro. A human rights defender, lawyer and forensic medicine expert in Turkey, Sebnem Kor Finkansi, advocates for the eradication of torture. Last year she was convicted for allegedly making propaganda for a terrorist organization after calling for an investigation into allegations that the Turkish military was using chemical weapons in Iraq. An environmental lawyer in Vietnam has been imprisoned under alleged tax evasion charges, 2 weeks after his son was born. United Nations experts considered his trial unfair. Dang Dinh Bock's work supports communities threatened by powerful and political interests. We're asking for his immediate release, said Biro, because those are trumped-up charges. Bock hasn't seen his son since his arrest. In Saudi Arabia, Manahal al-Otaibi was sentenced for 11 years, which is a really severe decision on the part of the courts there, for supporting women's rights on social media and posting pictures of herself at a shopping mall while not wearing the abaya, a traditional robe. She was charged with violating Saudi Arabia's anti-cybercrime law and has been in prison since January. Akba Hashad has been held in pretrial detention in Egypt since 2019 in retaliation for his brother's human rights activism. He's been tortured and he's been denied his prosthetic leg, which he has had for mobility since he was a child, said Biro. The letter-writing process is simple, explained Biro. The local amnesty chapter drafts 2 kinds of letters for each case. Letters to the authorities that may be unjustly detaining people, or letters directly to the person, or family members, of someone who has been wrongly accused, imprisoned or tortured. We want to make them aware that they're not forgotten, that we, that the world, is watching, and through the letter-writing campaign, we are drawing attention and telling authorities, as well, that the world is watching, and we push for either a release or a fair trial or protection. It's as easy as showing up, said Biro. All people have to do is sign the pre-written letters, and Amnesty pays for postage. I know we have a postal strike right now, but we will somehow get these letters out, she promised. The group then duplicates the letters and sends them to the corresponding country's ambassadors in Ottawa. Letters can also be signed online at amnesty.ca/write-for-rights. Success stories are also posted there, describing everything from the hope the letters have provided for a detained man, to the eventual release of individuals. Sign a letter for Right for Rights on Tuesday, December 10, between 10:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. in the cafe at the community center.